Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got a lot of stuff going on here that's coming down to the wire, and there's a goal in the NHL game. The Dallas Stars have just scored, so it's 4-1. Colorado, we're literally in a lot of trouble right now. We always talk about it, man. When two teams are playing from the same city on the same night in big games, they never both win, right? As the Dallas Stars are pulling away, the Dallas Mavericks are currently choking. And ironically enough, the Dallas Mavericks are playing at home when the Stars are on the road. I'm telling you. I remember, George, I told you in football, we had a discussion about that, about home field, and I said it doesn't matter anywhere like it used to. And home ice is actually a disadvantage. There's very few teams in the playoffs that have winning records at home. It's so crazy. And this is a classic example of this. You figure Colorado, a good home team, Dallas are dominating them in Colorado.
Yeah, Dallas playing just fantastic. I think it was Dodonov who scored here. By the way, don't think I've forgiven you for your little crack last week about, finally a Dallas team that could win in the playoffs. I don't think I've forgiven that. All right. So go Stars, go here. I didn't say it wasn't true. I didn't say it is true. I think that night they all lost. I think the Stars choked that night, and so did the Mavericks, if I remember correctly. They all lost.
They did. The Stars, so ironically enough, did. I mushed them, actually. But speaking of the Cowboys are actually Cowboys are opening up the season September the 8th on the road against the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, a little surprised they're on the road. They opened on the road last year. Usually they go every other year with that. So it should be a very good game. I don't know what the Cowboys are going to give you. No idea. Is anybody going to be signed by then as far as Dak, Lamb, Parsons? I don't know what Jerry Jones is doing here. I think you and I both believe that maybe this will be the last year for Dak for the Cowboys. Maybe he's going to let him play it out and see what happens after the season. Interesting. I think it's going to be a trying season for Dallas. They play the AFC North. Tough season here. I don't think they're going to get there over the 10.5. I just can't see how they're as good a team as they were last year when your offensive line is going to have two rookies and you don't know if either one can play. Right? You're weak at linebacker. Running back, Ezekiel Elliott. Like I said, I think there's a lot of issues with Dallas. They're going to need a lot of things to go right. I think they'll make the playoffs, mind you, but a lot of things to go right for them to truly be Super Bowl worthy. I know it's kind of a joke with the Cowboys, but I always had that hope, Gabe, that there's a good team, a break or two they could get there. And now I just think you're wild card. You're definitely wild card and done.
There's three games that we know of now with the schedule release. And the schedule is going to be released in less than 48 hours Wednesday night. But the NFL always just starts to leak stuff. But they've done select, like, announcements. So the Baltimore Ravens are playing the Chiefs. And the Kansas City Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites right now. The total is 46.5. That's right, we've got point spreads. The Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles playing in Brazil in a stadium in which the color green is banned, George. They take it seriously. Like, you're not allowed wearing green in that stadium.
Why?
The soccer team, whose stadium it is, despises the color green.
Yet it's the Packers.
There's actually signs There's signs like in the stadium that say like you can't wear green coming in here and stuff. I know. And they booked the two.
Are they
green
wearing City Connect jerseys?
It's a good point. Put them in the Phil. Put them in those Philly things. The Phillies
and the Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if people in Brazil realize they're gonna have a heart attack. Like they take it seriously. I'm not kidding about this. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Moranci. We're kicking at George Kurtz in the house here right now. His Dallas Cowboys opening up the season against the Cleveland Browns. A lot of stuff to get to. The NFL schedule is going to be released in less than 48 hours time. So we know about the Packers and the Eagles. All these point spreads. So you can bet these games right now. You can bet these games. So you're betting on injury, basically, right? Like you take a team and you know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, your guy could get hurt or the other team's guys could get hurt. And it's a good time to remind people about this because I'm looking at somebody's NFL win totals and I'm like, oh, I like this and I like that. But I always remind people when you're betting a win total in advance before training camps and before preseason and all that type of stuff, even in college, bet unders only, because only bad things can happen to a team. You know what I mean, George? Like a team at camp. Better. Yeah, no one's getting healthier and stronger. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Patrick Mahomes isn't getting better in training camp. He can only get hurt. Joe Burrow can only get hurt. Like, Josh Allen, you know what I mean? Like, they can't get, there's no upside to these camps. There's only a negative to stuff that can happen. So sometimes I get excited. I'm like, man, I like this to the over. And then I realize, I'm like, yeah, maybe I should just wait, though. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of risky now. But an instance like the Vikings. I actually like the Vikings to the over 6.5. And, you know, if Sam Darnold gets hurt, then it's J.J. McCarthy, but I've got confidence in him. And if Sam Darnold keeps his job, which might happen for a little bit, I think Sam Darnold can play well enough for that team to win at least 7 games. Right, 6.5 is too light. But before we get you out of here, Kurtz, the Stanley Cup. What does Captain Chalk have to say about the Oilers and the Canucks right now? Vancouver's looking pretty good in this series.
Yeah, pre-series, I was on Edmonton at 7, said that. So I wouldn't go away from that now. Although I think Edmonton's a mess. I think they're a complete mess. I think Vancouver's in their heads. Leon Draisaitl, that comment he made after the game when he was asked about how well that Solovs has played. I don't think the post is good goaltending. Well, I might disagree with you there, buddy. If that's all he was giving you was the post and you hit it, so I think that's in their heads. I think they're going to fight with each other now. I think they're all angry, and I don't think it's a good thing at all here for Edmonton. I think they're worried about Skinner, right? Because he's giving up goals, and this is a problem for the team here. So if I could redo it, I would probably take Vancouver in 7 at this point here. The only thing I feel confident in, the over. Goals are coming, right? It happens every time here. I am very happy yesterday was Mother's Day, by the way, because I think you said you did it. I would have kept betting the over. I took the over 6.5. I would have taken over 7.5 if I was home, but I was in transit at the time, so I couldn't. So I'm very happy about that, or else I would have lost that bet because we got lucky to get the over on that last second goal there. But I'll be taking the over again here. I want to take McDavid to get 3 points or more. I'm thinking about that. See if he comes back with a little anger here. So there'll be some anytime goals as well here. It was on that. I think there's you can have a lot of fun with this game here. So give me I would probably lean towards Vancouver to win, but I'm not taking it. But I'm going to like the over and some props.
I think they're very, very live. I think they're very live dogs. All right, so George, Colorado and San Diego. I know you're sweating this baseball game out.
Ugh. I see they didn't score. It was bases loaded, 2 outs. I guess Capistrano made out, so it's top of the ninth here. Yeah, that's not going. I hate the Rockies. I just hate them. All of a sudden, they go on a winning streak now. I mean, at home, I get. How are you beating San Diego in San Diego? Is this the letdown? Because they played the Dodgers over the weekend, 1-2 out of 3. So now we get the letdown here.
It was just sort of that. You know what I mean? Not that I don't think the San Diego players thought, oh, this is going to be easy after we play the Dodgers. But, you know, you have that crazy atmosphere in the stadium. Suddenly it's just Colorado. It's the Rockies. And it's a Monday night, and oh boy, here, Colorado's looking at more here. Colorado's got something going on right now. What's going on in the Bay?
Oh, they made an error. They threw the ball into right field. Every time I'm on the show, I get the defense is terrible.
The Dodgers and Giants are tied at four right now, the top of the ninth.
I think, what do I have in that game? Probably on the run line. The Dodgers, so I'm not going to get that either.
The Dodgers are plus 105 right now, actually. For people looking to jump in in game.
You said it's top of the ninth? I got the game on TV.
Yeah, so now we're going to the bottom of the ninth.
That's why.
Yeah, now we're going to the bottom of the ninth. Still, so they get through the inning. We're going to extra innings at plus 105.
Let's go wait for the Dodgers.
Thanks, George.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Grid, sportsgrid.com.
Man, we are getting absolutely lit up tonight. We've had a lot of success with the plus 2.5 goals in NHL hockey games with the parlays. It's been blowout city tonight, right? The wheels have fallen off for teams tonight in the NHL. And in the NBA, I had the Dallas Mavericks. They're leading. They're up at the half. They were up great first half. They were up big early in the game. Oklahoma City, credit to Thunder, they hung around. They kept just sort of lingering. And then in the fourth quarter, they've taken over this basketball game, and they're on the verge of winning this basketball game right now, 100-96. We did hit that in-game over 191.5 that we talked about a couple of minutes ago. And as far as the National Hockey League game is concerned, 4-1 for the Dallas Stars. So one Dallas team about to lose. Another Dallas team about to win. Stars are up 4-1 on the Colorado Avalanche right now. Mo Khan steps up and in. Mo, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
I am well, Gabe. Much better than some of these games that we saw. The Rangers not doing what they had to do. The Mavs, as you said before. The Cavaliers now, I think they're done. So a lot of moving parts, Gabe, that we'll see in the next couple of days with the NBA and NHL playoffs for sure.
They really have. It really is a roller coaster, and things can change in a hurry. And let's start off with the New York situation. Man, it was just last week. It looked like the New York Rangers and both the New York Knicks were unstoppable, and the wheels have fallen off for the Rangers right now. And the New York Knicks, their wheels have literally fallen off. Their health has just fallen apart at the worst possible time for them. And the impact that OG Anunoby has on the New York Knicks is just irreplaceable, right? Like, not only is he a great defender, but he's also going to give you 20-plus or potentially 26. He can pop some big threes for you. His plus-minus is, like, off the hook. Like, it's like a plus-minus plus 21 when he's on the floor for them. you know, not having Mitchell Robinson's one thing, but without OG Anunoby, they're just not the same team, point blank at all.
Well, I think from a macro perspective, think of how many guys you've lost, right? Randall earlier this season, right? Robinson, you look at OG, as you said before, Jalen Brunson's not healthy. I mean, you saw in game four in Indiana on Sunday afternoon that he's not as healthy. And if he can't get off on points here, Gabe, it really handcuffs New York Knicks as a whole. And no, you know I'm a big Bulls fan. When Thibodeau was coaching the Bulls during their peak 2011-2012 era, he ran down Derrick Rose. He ran down Joakim Noah. He wore down that team. And you saw what happened, right? Rose was never the same, and the Bulls never recovered from that era of dominance. And I told this to a few Knicks fans. I said, you know, Thibodeau's going to get, you know, he's going to build it up. And he'll have like a 2-3 year window where they'll be dominant and be fantastic. They'll play edge basketball out there. But he will run down these guys. And we're starting to see elements, Gabe. And you think about his rotation right now, it's more or less a six-man rotation at this point in the year. You can't have six guys going at it. You need to have 8-9 max that can keep your guys fresh at this point of the playoff run here. And I wonder now for the Knicks, how healthy are they going to be? I know if it goes the full distance, 2 or 3 would be MSG. But I'm not too sure if they can go the full distance and win that series clean and get to the third round and perhaps play the Celtics.
If you're the Pacers, just keep on running. Just keep running, yeah. Pushing them, running, yeah. Wearing them out, playing your up-tempo quick basketball. Rick Carlisle is an underrated coach as well. A lot of people were like, wow, you're walking away from Dallas and Luka. You got this great player, Luka, that's 22, 23 years old at the time, and you're leaving to go coach the Pacers, and here he is with a very talented Pacer team. And you look at the Rangers, between the two of them, I would say the Rangers have a better chance than the Knicks, because the Rangers just need one game, right? They got two cracks. It's hockey. Crazy, you know what I mean? Shesterkin can steal a game for them. Anything can happen. The Knicks need to win 2 or 3 now, which is going to be a problem for them, in my opinion. I think that the Knicks are done. Would you agree with that? I think the Pacers are going to eliminate them.
Yeah, here's the thing, right, with the Pacers. Can they win on the road? I mean, that's sort of been the hiccup for them so far in the playoffs, that they've not been a really good road team, even during the regular season, Gabe. And
they wilted in both the first games. They were in those games. They could have won those games. But you're right, they couldn't close the door late. As soon as it got real, they fell apart in the last 4 minutes.
Right, they had a 12-point lead in the third quarter in game two at MSG, and this kind of crumbled. And I just think now for the Pacers, I think more pressure's on Indiana, Gabe. Because, again, they can go back to Indiana and win that and go play 7 at MSG. But can the Pacers go into New York and steal one on the road? If they do that, that is a severe blow to the
squad. Yeah, make game 6 the elimination game back at the Fieldhouse. You're right. This is the key one.
100% is the key one. So I think more pressure's on the Pacers right now going to 5. But I think for the Knicks, though, they have to get back to being where they've been effective, right? Jalen Brunson and having his supporting cast come up with key reboundings. That's what we talked about, Gabe, when we previewed this series last week. Is the rebounding. You brought up that point, Gabe. Could the Knicks win that 50-50 challenge? If they can't win that against the Pacers, and the Pacers are going to run and gun, it's going to be game over and lights out by game 6 when they get back to Indiana later on this week.
Tomorrow night, massive night for these series in the association. It's going to be a fun night. The Pacers are getting 2.5 points against the Knicks. The total's 215.5. So what's your pick going to be, Mo? Who do you think wins the game tomorrow, the Pacers or the Knicks?
I think Knicks come back with a response. You know, they just had no gas on Sunday afternoon, Gabe. I thought of the two games we had Sunday night, I thought that would be the better one or closest one. But you think about it, right? They lose so close at the death on game 3 on Friday night, had no energy in game 4. And the rotation will be key for Thibodeau. Can he keep his guys fresh in the fourth quarter? If he does a better job rotating guys in and out and getting better production value, they're going to win this game and go back to Indiana. I still think it's going to go 7 games, but I think game 5 will be the Knicks to lose at MSG.
I think the Pacers break through tomorrow. I'm going to say that the Pacers win tomorrow night. The T-Wolves and the Nuggets, now I'm just sort of confused and lost. Like, I didn't think that Minnesota was going to go in there and do what they did. And then, you know, like a lot of people, I thought, oh, Denver done, right? Minnesota are going to, you know, they're going to show up on Friday. Minnesota, big game for them, biggest game in forever in that city. They're going to get it done.
Moro Casino, America's.
social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Next thing you know, they don't. We'll get your thoughts on Jamal Murray, whether he should have been suspended or not, and whether that his clean record should matter when you throw something on the court in the middle of play. And if it was somebody else, and did they do it to save the Denver Nuggets, which a lot of people are going to believe that they did. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Dallas Stars have just beaten the Colorado Avalanche. 5-1 final score. We lose the in-game over 6.5. And I swear the Dallas Stars nearly scored again right at the end of the game. They were looking for more to win 6-1, so they were going hard. All right, they were going hard. So 5-1, big win for the Dallas Stars. But the Dallas Mavericks lose. Our boy Mo Khan kicking it in the house with us, play-by-play man, basketball voice. Mo does it all. TSN statistician, played football, wide receiver. So Mo. We'll stay on the NBA right now. I want to get your take. WNBA tip-off is coming up. So what do you think, though, of the T-Wolves and the Nuggets? As I'd like to say right now, well, looks like Minnesota let them off the hook, and Denver's championship pedigree is starting to show. Karl Anthony Towns is inconsistent. Anthony Edwards can't do it by himself. But you know, it seems like in the playoffs, every time we bury a team, that team punches back, right? So what do you think about this game tomorrow with the T-Wolves and the Nuggets?
I can't see the T-Wolves going to Denver to win three times on the road. I just don't, because, you know, from a logistical standpoint of how the T-Wolves are built, right? Cat has not done anything yet. Gobert got gobbled up by the interior of the Nuggets on Sunday night. And you saw a vintage
and take
Nuggets
bad fouls effort. Often. He's getting
takes
beat. You're
awful
right.
Fouls, 100%. And you saw a vintage Nuggets effort, right? What we saw from last year. You know, I called them out, Gabe, last week. I said their bench was ineffective, and they got better role production from the supporting cast that was missing in games 1 and 2. That was much more prevalent in games 3 and 4.
They did,
and you know,
Reggie Jackson, and Braun. You're right. Suddenly, they played like they did last year. You're right.
Right, and Mike Malone, right, in terms of the coaching matchup, has done better in-game adjustments than what Finch has done so far for the T-Wolves. And I just think now, moving towards 5, can the T-Wolves get more from their bench? Because if they can, have to rely on that sole point production guy in Anthony Edwards, it's not going to work, Gabe. They're going to lose in 6. And that's why I just think tomorrow night will be tough for them to go to Denver to win 5. I think they go back to Minnesota down 3-2. But the question I was for this young T-Wolves team is that they want to punch with the heavyweights here. Can they find that knockout blow to kind of send a warning shot to the Nuggets that this is not going to go 5 or 6, but it will go 7 at the end of the day if it's not going to be in 6 games?
That's why I like the Dallas Mavericks tonight. I thought the Oklahoma City Thunder's youth was starting to show a little bit. And I thought Dallas's veteran presence, you know, Luka has been around the league. He's not a kid anymore. Kyrie's been around, won championships before. I thought that the grown men would sort of step up, but that wasn't the case. Yet, I can see Denver aren't Dallas, right? Denver know how to step up when their backs are against the wall. And I guess maybe this is what they needed, some sort of like cold shower wake-up call. And they definitely got it, but it's hard to get in front of the Nuggets tomorrow. So the Celtics, listen, the Celtics, great season. They're a great team, but and they earned their seed, right? So I'm not going to criticize their path. But, you know, they got a beat-up Miami team. Now they get a depleted Cleveland team. And Cleveland punched back tonight. So 109-102 final score. The Celtics are laying 15.5 on Wednesday, looking to close the series out. And they'll either get this Pacers team or a beat-up Knicks team after this, but I'm not sold on the Celtics. But their path keeps working out for them. I think they're beatable. I think the Pacers, yep. I don't think the Knicks beat up, can't play with them, but and I think the Knicks are going to lose to the Pacers. I think the Pacers could play with them, but will probably end up losing to them. But you can't criticize them, right? They earned the one seed. It is what it is.
The Celtics will go as far if Porzingis is back. But again, Gabe, he's not healthy, man. Like, you're asking a guy that is a linchpin to this Celtic operation to come back and play on one leg, essentially. And he's not healthy to go. And you're right, Gabe. You think about them. If they do get the Knicks, they'll smash the Knicks. They get the Pacers. They'll probably beat them in six. But if they were to play the Nuggets in the best out of seven, I think the Nuggets would be the favorites at that point. But you look at the Celtics right now, Gabe. The reason why they lost Game 2 in Boston was because they relied on
Denver.
The
Denver should be,
shot.
Mo. Let me just say, they should be, but the Celtics are favorites. Like, they just,
for sure.
the books and the public, handicappers, the media, everybody loves the Celtics. All their metrics on both sides and all this, and they hit all these shots. Like, the numbers, and let me just get the updated futures right now for people. And the Boston Celtics are actually minus 120 right now to win the championship. The Nuggets are plus 320. So if you like the Nuggets, and I think the Nuggets get past the T-Wolves, they're going to get back to the finals, and they won't be plus 320. But Boston will be favored against Denver, as stupid as that is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Dodgers have just put a two-spot up. We talked about them being live at plus 105, 6-4 right now, L.A. over San Francisco in the top of the 10th inning. Our boy Mo Khan kicking it was. Time just flying by this evening. We had an adventure in the Sports Grid headquarters, the Bellwork Studios in New Jersey earlier. They had to evacuate the building. We were left on our own. Automated controls, Mo, and no commercials. Like, it sort of go to music, would come back in and out. Like, you know, reminded me of the old days. I was like, well, we'll just roll with it. But it's flown by tonight, but it's sort of like, oh, yeah, we were going to get to that. We didn't do this because that happened. And it's been one thing after another. So I did want to get to this because it's WNBA tip-off coming up. And, you know, Caitlin Clark. Did you see Aja Wilson's comments? I didn't want to get to this, actually. She didn't hold back. So, Caitlin Clark's walking in to, like, you know, it's like one of those prison shows, bro. Like, there's women waiting to shank Caitlin Clark in the WNBA, like, point blank. Like, they don't like her fame. They don't like, you know, they don't like the you figure they'd be like, you know what? A lot of times when with players like this, I sort of remember, like, with like, Barry Bonds and, like, and all that. I remember speaking to guys on the Expos. And a guy gave up a home run to him. And I said to him, I said, you know, did it upset you? He's juiced and all this. And he goes, who says pitchers aren't juiced either? This guy was juiced, too. Right? And he goes, who says pitchers aren't taking steroids, too, Morenci? He started laughing. And but he told me, he goes, no. He goes, I love Barry Bonds. He goes, we make more money because of this guy. He said, same with McGuire and Sosa, point blank. He goes, man, He goes, it's good. He goes, ratings are great. He goes, no, we all like them. He goes, we make money because of that stuff. And you figure that WNBA players would sort of see it, but so Asia Wilson says Caitlin Clark's race is a huge factor in her rise in popularity. I think it is huge. I think a lot of people may say it's not about black and white, but to me it is, says Asia Wilson. It really is, because you could be top-notch at what you do as a black woman, yet maybe that's something that people don't want to see. And they don't see it as marketable. So it doesn't matter how hard I work. It doesn't matter what we do as black women. We're still going to be swept underneath the rug. That's why it boils my blood when people say it's not about race, because it is. You know, she's obviously, she makes some very valid points. I think some real ones as far as criticisms of people and how WNBA players and black women have been handled. I can't dispute yeah. that, but at the same point in time, Caitlin Clark did set an all-time record, bro. Right? Like, she yeah. did set an all-time record. And I would say to Asia Wilson as well that Caitlin Clark's just like a, this is like a new torch. It's a new thing. And look at Angel Reese. Angel Reese, bro, made millions of dollars playing college basketball last year.
Yeah,
right? Angel Reese just went to the Met Gala and ball last week. It's not like yeah. she's not getting any love, bro. You know what I'm saying, Mo? So I don't think it's really fair to single out Caitlin Clark's popularity just because she's white. I think that, and I'm not going to be naive, though, and I said this before, Caitlin Clark, why is she that popular? Like, all right, she's a great basketball player, but what is it? Like, it's hard to quantify when somebody becomes a star. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
I never understood why people love Justin Bieber as much as they did, but they did. You know what I'm saying? Or Maroon 5. Or, like, there's a lot of, like, there's a lot yeah. of things that are big in the world that I'm like, I don't really get it. But I get the Caitlin Clark stuff, and I think the fact, it's to me, she reminds me kind of like Taylor Swift. I think the fact that she's just sort of an average, plain girl from the Midwest resonates with a lot of people. I don't think it's so much that people are racist because they like Caitlin Clark, right? I understand Asia right. Wilson's frustration a bit, but I think it's misguided at Caitlin Clark personally. What's your take?
Yeah, look, I liken Caitlin Clark to Eminem when he came out in 98, 99, right? I mean, people were looking like, who is this guy? Is he coming in because of Dr. Dre? And to use the Dr. Dre analogy, right, he benefited off of Eminem, right, because he became what he is now, one of the best producers in the world for hip-hop music and worldwide. And Eminem is a legend in this game. I think what we're going to see now for Caitlin Clark, though, Gabe, is that she is going to open more doors for better salaries for the WNBA, her, and everyone that comes after her, because of how much we're seeing the popularity of this game grow for women's basketball at the NCAA level. And this thing for Asia Wilson, for how she is, I get her frustration. There's no question that there's been, at times, maybe it has been a one-way traffic, has not been a two-way street at times here when it comes to certain situations with that comment that she made. But at the end of the day right now, for the WNBA game, think about this right now. The teams that will host the Indiana Fever, some up now move their games to bigger arenas because that is more money in their coffers. And what does that mean? Better leverage for the WNBA Players Association to say, hey, look, your TV numbers are going to go up. Your revenue is going up. We're getting now charter planes finally after how many years. You better pay us. And I think Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers and Juju at USC and others currently in the WNBA are going to get better wages because of what's happening right now with the renaissance of this women's game being what it is and what the future will be, which is bright and beautiful for this game and for the ladies who are playing this matchup as well.
Now, I've got some season win totals coming up for the WNBA I'll share with people, but these are the Caitlin Clark specials out there, Mo. Caitlin Clark to make one or more three-point shots in every game that she plays this year. She must play 28 games for this bet to be eligible. There's right. 40 games on the schedule, so she doesn't have to play all 40 games. But she needs to play 28 games minimum and make at least one three-point shot in every game that she plays. Yes is plus 150. No is minus 185. Do you think Caitlin Clark hits at least one three-point shot in every game that she plays in this year?
Gabe, I'm privileged to call women's basketball in Canada. And no one's at Caitlin Clark's level. I'm not going to say that comparison. But there are those who are three-point shooters. they'll shoot. Whether they're 1 for 20 or 20 for 20, they'll shoot, and she will shoot, and she will hit that mark no problem, easy.
So it's plus 150. She must play in 28 games. Injury could cause a loss to the bet. Caitlin Clark, over under 130 three-point shots made this season. So there's 40 games. There's 40 games at 130. So it's a little bit more than, yeah. And so it's, yeah. Do you think she hits, she goes over? This is a popular one. This is a popular one in the betting market. This is the one that a lot of people are betting. Because like you said, we know she's going to bomb away. So
yeah,
could she hit a, and plus her team isn't very good. They're going to be behind a lot. So right. She is going to get an opportunity to take shots.
Yeah, and Aaliyah Boss is going to clean up a lot of rebounds, right? That will give her the second and third chance. I think what we're going to see from the Fever spread out the court and let her isolate at times here to find the key three-point shot. So I think she will hit that mark because of what the fact that the system will be for them. And you're right that they'll be in trail for most of the games here. But Aaliyah Boston will be a poacher of rebounds that will get her these chances to have a crack at that number. So I think she'll definitely go on the over for sure, though.
This is the one that I like, guys, because you're getting a nice payday back for it. And she's going to go off in one of these games at some point, right? We don't know at what point, you know, of the season. And will she make 10 or more threes in a game? Will she make 10 or more threes in a game? Plus 700. And at plus 700, Mo, I have 40 games to hit it. Right? I just need to hope that one night she goes off at some point and she hits. Look, what does she hit in the NCAA tournament game? She tied the record. She got to, was it 11? Was it 10 or 11? Yeah. She tied Kia Nurse. I think she was at 11. So that was a college game. For me, it's the plus 700 angle of it that I like. The other one is, will Caitlin Clark score 50 or more points in a game this year? If you think she will, it's plus 1,200. I don't think she will. And no. Caitlin Clark, do you think she averages over or under 22 points a game this year, Mo? Over or under?
Under.
You say under 22 points a game.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. The WNBA season set for tip-off. I'll give you my best bets before we're done. On the way out in a couple of minutes, I want to get some NFL football with Mo. But what are your thoughts on the WNBA season coming up here, Mother? Las Vegas Aces, the defending champions, a dominant basketball team, plus 100 to defend their championship. The New York Liberty, another super stacked, loaded team. And last year, they had injuries, right? To start off the year, they had injuries. They never really got, like, to start to play together until the year went on. They're going to be really good this year, the New York Liberty. The Seattle Storm are 10-1. There's a big drop-off after that. But I'm really looking forward to this season. And big news over the weekend from the WNBA. The city of Toronto was finally getting a WNBA team that they've been wanting to, or at least some. It was interesting just quickly that it came out. So Larry Tannenbaum is the one of the owners of the Raptors and the Leafs, and he tried to buy the Buffalo Bills with Bon Jovi. He's a big businessman out of Toronto, and he's on the board of directors of Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment that own the Raptors and the Leafs and TFC. And it came out that basically Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment didn't want to do it. They were like, we have enough teams as it is. We don't need to get a WNBA team. He said, all right, I'll do it myself. So he had to do it himself, and he pulled it off. I think he's a credible guy. He'll be a good owner for them. And the WNBA looks to expand. You got San Francisco coming in. You got Toronto coming in. There'll be more teams coming in. But do you think the Aces repeat as champions? I'll say that they do, yes.
I agree. I think it's them and Liberty. You think about that series last year, right? It was pretty intense how it went down, essentially, for the Aces to win as they did. Remember, the Aces were banged up in that final that they had and still won. And I think for what Beckham has built up with that team right now, I think a three-peat's definitely in the cards for them. I think Liberty will be in that conversation. And I think maybe the Liberty could pull it out, provided they're going to be healthy at that point of the season in early October.
So NFL football, the schedule is going to be announced in less than 48 hours, but we know the first we know about three games that are official right now. We know that the Baltimore Ravens will open up the season against the Kansas City Chiefs on the Thursday nighter. We know that the Eagles and Packers are playing on on Friday night in Brazil. And we know the Dallas Cowboys will be taking on the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland at 4:25. That'll be Tom Brady's broadcast debut on Fox as well. Jared Goff got the contract extension today. But I wanted to bring up the mini camps. And Drake May, we thought that Drake May was raw. Everybody knew that he was raw coming in, but it was pretty telling when you heard Coach Mayo basically say he has a lot of work to do and work on a lot of different things after first seeing him here. So I wouldn't expect to see May rushed anytime soon, but my boy J.J. McCarthy, on the other hand, Mo, all the stories, you see the headline, J.J. McCarthy off and running. J.J. McCarthy looks like vet. J.J. McCarthy, anything but his first day. J.J. McCarthy this. But they don't want to rush him either. So I'll start off with J.J. because you got Sam Darnold there. How do you think that plays out? Because I think J.J. will have a really good camp, but doesn't mean that he's going to be the starter as the season starts.
No, I'll be curious to see what the line would be when J.J. would get his first start, right? It would be 3.5 weeks over-under. Here's the thing, Gabe. We spoke about it in lead up to the draft with the Vikings. Their team is good, offensively speaking, right? Pretty sound O-line, incredible receivers, really good running game. So McCarthy landed in a good spot with Kevin O'Connell as the head coach. And there's no rush for him to be the week one starter, Gabe. It's only OTAs. He's throwing against air right now, right? I think for him right now is to get himself into the playbook, understand it, be comfortable with what he has to do from a concept perspective here. And once he achieves that mental aspect of the game, and they know that, hey, Darnold can only take him as far as he can, McCarthy will get his chance here. But again, Gabe, he's probably in the best situation as we speak, given that it's a more sound structure in Minnesota than what we have in New England and other places like Chicago included, and those who took quarterbacks like the Broncos included. So I think right now for McCarthy, he might be in a win-win going towards week one if he is the week one starter.
And the Detroit Lions, listen, it's been a renaissance of football in Detroit, and it's a great story. But I've seen this like with the Buffalo Bills in a similar situation. Now you've got to win, right? Everybody's been paid, Mo. on this team.
Yeah.
Like, this is the team now, and you're a lot more popular when you're not the guy that suddenly is making all this money. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, like, people in Detroit, the expectation is going to be there. Oh, Goff got paid. St. Brown got, like, everybody's been paid on that team. They need to deliver now, and now they don't have any wiggle room. They're paying a lot of money to, like, a few guys on that team. That window, the Detroit Lions, is now, right? The next couple of years, specifically now. So a lot of pressure on the Detroit Lions. It's like good news, bad news. You all got paid, but now you got to perform.
Yeah, I mean, they got Penny Sewell, St. Brown, and of course, Jared Goff. But that division's not easy, Gabe. You think about it right now, the Green Bay Packers, no one's talking about them, right? Jordan Love had a good end to the season. He almost knocked out the Niners in the playoffs for what he did. And if Jordan Love takes that next step in his development, that gap's a lot closer than what people are going to anticipate going to week one. And look, you're right, Gabe. The window's now because they're paying their stars as we speak, and they won't have much wiggle room to work with for the guys that they have to pay down the road, which they do have some guys like LaPorta and others included. So I just think now for Dan Campbell, what's his model this year, right? He's always had, well, bite the kneecaps off of our opponents now, but it's the opposite theory now. People are going to want to bite their kneecaps because of what they did, what they've done the last 14, 15 months under Dan Campbell. So I just think for Jared Goff, he got paid and he's been a winner, Gabe. But now he's the main guy, right? One of the top earners in the NFL from a quarterback position. Could he carry the load here and be the man to lead Detroit to the Super Bowl? The key will be his injuries. Can they stay injury-free throughout the course of the year? If they don't, Gabe, it might be a trickier year than expected.
And on another side note, of course, the Bills let the Chiefs draft Xavier Worthy, but they're trying to make up for it. The Bills are meeting with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Right, they figured, all right, we're going to bring in some from Kansas City. Seems like the Bills are going to sign every wide receiver in the offseason and see what sticks. Always good, Bo. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Yes, sir.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabbit sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick Sunday Mix and Sports Talk and Television continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. So, the WNBA season set for tip-off. We'll get to our best bets in a couple of moments. But the Vancouver Canucks and Edmonton Oilers, things have been getting heated. And Carson Soucy's been suspended because he accidentally hit Connor McDavid in the face with his hockey stick. And I've got some thoughts on this. Hit the music. What the F is wrong with you, George Parros, and the National Hockey League, in which we know, you know, listen, the model of inconsistency with the NHL is at least consistent when it comes to their to their judgment systems, but the NHL lives in a bizarre world in which if you actually busted out a gun and started shooting bullets at somebody on the ice, they would say after, well, you didn't hit him, so you know what? He didn't get hit, no harm, no foul, and we move on. That is, unless we're talking about McJesus, the supposed McJesus. You know, last time I checked, the Edmonton Oilers, you haven't put a banner up since Mark Messier was there. Not Connor McDavid. All right, you're the Toronto Maple Leafs at a Western Conference, yet you know, you pretend like he's Wayne Gretzky and he's untouchable. Well, you know what? He isn't. And you can suspend all the people that you want. And, you know, look at Brad Marchand. I'm not a fan of Brad Marchand. He's one of the dirtiest players in the league. But he gets KO'd on the ice. He takes a stick to the face. And the league doesn't do anything about it. But McJesus gets touched behind the net after starting it by slashing Soucy. And Soucy gets suspended. So I'd say, what the F is wrong with you? To the headquarters of the National Hockey League. But I already know what's wrong with you. All right, as far as our WNBA best bets, well, I want to get to this because this is real money we're talking about here. So what I like about the WNBA best bets here in the season futures, the season's only 40 games. It used to be 36. They've expanded to 40 this year. But it's not a long wait. And I find some of these numbers are far too light. Let's start off with the Los Angeles Sparks. Their win total is 9.5. They had a great draft, and there's still going to be growing pains, but this Spark organization is going in the right direction. They got into double digits last year. They're going to get into double digits this year. They had like a ton of turmoil behind the scenes, all right, with their players, with their coaching staff, with the administration. They've cleaned house. It's a fresh start. This team will win, I don't know, 14 games or something like that, 15 games, I think. They're going to go over the 9.5. The Chicago Sky, I don't really understand this win total. It seems like the only rookie that's getting any respect coming into the league is Caitlin Clark, but Cardoza is a badass, and Angel Reese is a badass. She can ball, all right? The Chicago Sky lost a lot of veterans, and, you know, they won like 18 games last year, but their win total is far too light at 11.5, all right? Same thing. There's 40 games, guys. I'm not, you know, 40, you give me 12 and 28, I win my bet, all right? 12 and 28, the Chicago Sky over 11.5 wins. The Phoenix Mercury are in trouble. The Mercury are always kind of an overrated team because they used to be good. And, you know, they're kind of like known by reputation. You know, oh, the Phoenix Mercury. Not everybody knows everything about the WNBA, but you see this in college sports too. Teams will get lined because of their reputation or past success. You see this in sports. And the Phoenix Mercury are a good example of this. The Mercury are terrible. Brittany Griner's hurt as well. Their win total is 19.5. So in other words, they'd have to be 20 and 20 for me to lose this bet. They're not a 500 basketball team. All right? They're not. They're not a good basketball team. The Phoenix Mercury are not winning 20 games. Let's go under 19.5 wins. A team that I like, and I don't know if I'm going to say I'm a fan of theirs, but maybe I am. Maybe I'll get a Dallas Wings jersey. I like this Dallas Wings team. This Dallas Wings team, they play a quick-tempo basketball. They're a covering machine. They're one of the few teams, too. They give, like, the Las Vegas Aces problems, even. Like, when the Wings are on their game, they can play with anybody in the league. They're not like, you know, the Aces are top tier, the New York Liberty are top tier. I don't have their win totals because they're both too high. Like, the Aces' win total is 33.5, man. They're only playing 44 games. I'm not messing with that. Give me the Dallas Wings over 20.5 wins. And finally, in closing, hey, God bless Caitlin Clark. I'm a fan of hers. I think she's going to do well. She's going to win Rookie of the Year. She's going to light it up and all that. She's not going to average 22 points a game this year. Take that to the under. She will hit 133-point shots. But the Indiana Fever are not winning 22 games. Go under with the Indiana Fever. Other than that, you're on your own. May the winners be yours. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America. like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.